Good afternoon. Thank you so much for coming to our briefing session on Yamaha's medium-term management plan. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your continuous understanding of our business. Now, let me begin my presentation on our new midterm plan. Conventionally, we have usually called it YMP or Yamaha Management Plan, but we decided to put a title this time, which is Next Stage 12. I will explain later as to how this naming was originated. First of all, let me share with you our corporate philosophy or corporate slogan. Sharing passion and performance is a corporate slogan we aim for in our day-to-day activities. We spent the past 1 year discussing where we were headed under this corporate philosophy in the next decade. As a result, we concluded that we wanted to become an indispensable, brilliantly individual company, and that is how it has been presented here. To be indispensable and brilliantly individual, we want to be one and only company that is irreplaceable. The reasons why we chose this phrase was because we wanted our customers to be happy and be impressed by Yamaha's products and services. That is because we want to boost brand power to become a highly profitable enterprise. As a result, boosting brand equity is expressed as next stage in the midterm plan title. Before we talk about the new midterm plan, here's a slide summarizing the previous midterm plan. The numbers highlighted in pink were the YMP 2016 targets. Projections under YMP 2016 in red dotted lines, such as net sales, operating income, OP margin, and ROE targets, were all achieved, of course, with the tailwind-like exchange rates. But we had already achieved our sales and operating income targets 1 year in advance. As for ROE, as operating income exceeded 40 billion yen in the final year of midterm plan, we were able to achieve 10% ROE. There were four key business strategies identified here. Based on our self-assessment, we had tried to increase our sales in electronics business domain, which was achieved. We aim to boost cost competitiveness and even overachieve the cost reduction target of 15 billion yen, which we appreciate. Under YMP 2016, another objective we had was to grow sales in China and emerging countries. However, we do recognize that this remains as an outstanding challenge that we could not achieve partially due to macroeconomic slowdown in countries such as Latin America and Russia. As new business development, even though we acquired two companies through M&A, it is taking a long time to deliver results to our regret. Factoring all these elements, we created this new midterm plan, and let me go through its outline. Speaking of a management environment, although uncertainty remains over the global economy, we expect a gradual growth in the medium term. Here is our breakdown by each market. Aside from the economic environment, IT networks, or so-called IoT, is increasing its presence. We have been working on the integration between networks and musical instruments or audio equipment. Given the historical trend as a background, these initiatives could be our strength going forward. We did not expect the musical instrument market to grow so much. It is expected to grow by 6% over 3 years, which means 2% growth per annum. On the other hand, the audio equipment market is expected to outperform the growth of musical instrument market. We will follow up with more information later in this presentation, but we intend to outperform the market sales growth, which means to gain more share under this midterm plan. Here is our positioning of new midterm plan. This YMP 2016 is the previous midterm plan. The one before is YMP125, following immediately after the Lehman shock. We had to have a major shift in our management strategy from having a major growth plan to implementing a structural reform under the midterm plan. The structural reform accompanied some pain, which led to the actual results under YMP 2016. Not just limited to the structural reform, but we were able to execute even higher cost reduction measures and improved our profitability in musical instrument business to boost our profits. As a result, our OP margin was improved to be 9.4%. Against this backdrop, we aim to become an indispensable, brilliantly individual company in the medium to long term. We questioned ourselves as to what kind of goals we should be pursuing, realizing it is a very challenging target, but eventually, 20% OP margin is the kind of growth that we hope to achieve over time. For the coming 3 years, our target OP margin is 12% in building our business toward our mid to long-term goals. Even though the strong yen has continued recently, we will overcome this difficulty and further improve our profitability. In order to do so, we need to enhance our branding, which should result in higher profitability as our KPI. Here's our basic strategy. We will create new values and differentiate ourselves in our products thoroughly in order to raise our brand equity. We will strengthen our competitive edge to secure our top line and operating income. Let me repeat by saying that one of the management objectives is to achieve OP margin of 12% in 3 years. There are three pillars of our businesses to make it happen. The first pillar is musical instrument business, where the market growth is not so high, but we intend to improve its profitability. We hope to achieve 15% OP margin in 3 years. In the fiscal year just ended, the OP margin was around 11% plus for musical instruments, which will be raised to around 15% level. The second pillar is audio equipment business, which we hope to grow to the level comparable to musical instrument business by securing top-line growth. The actual sales growth in 3 years is expected to be 20%. We also want to build a third pillar of a business, which would be industrial machinery and components business, following musical instruments and audio equipment within this midterm plan. I will give you more details later. Here are our financial targets as a basis to achieve the 12% OP margin. Net sales in March 2016 were 437 billion yen as opposed to 465 billion yen in 3 years. The operating income is expected to be 55 billion yen. These sales and OP figures result in 12% OP margin. Our ROE target is 10% level to be maintained, and we also aim for 200 yen level earnings per share. The net sales growth seems to be a little bit lower due to the exchange rates. The forex projection for the year just ended was 121 yen to the US dollar and 134 yen to the euro. The assumptions behind the new midterm plan is 115 yen to the US dollar and 125 yen to the euro. Given the balance between revenue and expenditure, it offsets the dollar-yen currency impact. Even though it affects our top line slightly, our sensitivity to the US dollar remains neutral or currency Mary situation exists on the OP level. On the other hand, 1 yen move to the euro gives us a sensitivity of about 400 million yen. So the change from 134 yen to 125 yen to the euro does affect our operating profit, but we intend to overcome that impact in our new midterm plan. Here is our image as to how we get to 465 billion yen net sales and 55 billion yen operating income. First of all, we expect minus 23.5 billion yen impact from exchange rates on our sales. The transfer of Japan Music School business to Yamaha Music Foundation as of July 2015 would have minus 4 billion yen impact, which means that we still had some sales generated from the music school business at Yamaha until April-June quarter last year, which is no longer the case from this fiscal year, causing 4 billion yen impact. On the other hand, we're expecting 10% growth from musical instrument business and 20% from audio equipment business. In addition, we hope to achieve 6.5 billion yen sales growth from industrial machinery and components business, as it is expected to be the third pillar of our business. Here is a breakdown of mainstay businesses such as musical instruments and audio equipment business by region, such as mature markets, China, and emerging countries. Mature markets still account for the major part of our sales relative to the percentage of sales. As for operating income, the change of euro exchange rate assumption has the largest impact of minus 5 billion yen. On the other hand, we expect positive contributions from improved gross margin, cost reductions, and top-line growth to achieve 55 billion yen operating profit. This minus 5 billion yen strategic investment should be usually counted as an expense, but we wanted to show our intention to allocate expenses for our strategic investments. Needless to say, here are two business domains that we try to define once again in drafting the midterm plan. We hope to contribute to enrich people's lives and create a comfortable society through our business by leveraging our core competence, which is technology that crosses over sound and people. Specifically, I'm referring to musical instruments, audio equipment, and industrial machinery components, and others. There are four key strategies in the new midterm plan for these business domains. First is to develop products with thorough differentiation and propose new values. We used an expression as product development with distinctive individuality. The second is to enhance customer interaction, primarily by revisiting our sales and marketing activities, as well as our sales channels. The third one is continuous cost reduction. In the last midterm plan, cost reduction was a key driver to boost our margin, and we are aiming to achieve a comparable level of cost reduction once again in the new midterm plan. The last one is globalization, which I will elaborate later. First of all, speaking of the product development with distinctive individuality, relatively speaking, we have enough scale in our business as a musical instrument manufacturer with a variety of technologies to develop unique products that our competitors could not imitate. By leveraging these technologies would be the core part of our strategies. Specifically, our technologies extend in a variety of areas where there is a crossover between sound and technology. For example, in the materials analysis technologies, we have a know-how to figure out a particular sound made by a guitar or to find out which combination of wood inside would bring about the sound most efficiently. Guitar manufacturers, including ourselves, have been too dependent on craftsmanship. Historically, recently, we have leveraged computers to perform structural analysis, simulations, or to change the structural characteristics and properties of materials. In sensing and mechatronics, we have automatic pianos to control such complicated actions in mechatronics. The same technology has been transferred to high-speed FA testers for PCB, and there are sound source signal processing and network technologies. We have continued to work on network technologies in terms of sound network for routers. With the rise of internet, our technologies have been drawing more attention, and they are also recognized as very promising technologies internally to be enhanced for various applications. We hope to create new values by integrating those technologies instead of developing standalone. Joy, beauty, confidence, and discovery are the key words that we identified under the midterm plan so that our customers can get a feel for Yamaha's unique quality. We hope to be able to incorporate those keywords to be reflected in actual products and proposed values to our customers. Secondly, enhancing customer interaction is our sales and marketing challenge. We hope to thoroughly enhance and expand our customer interactions. Historically, we have had a sales-oriented approach, believing that our products would be accepted by the market as long as we deliver great products. However, we reflected upon our conventional approach and realized that we needed to communicate how superb our products were, otherwise they could be buried behind the scenes. We have two types of products. One is for consumers, and the other is for corporate and B2B customers. We need to sort out each category and try to do marketing to address diversified consumer needs, in particular by geographical area. As for sales channel expansion, for example, in Southeast Asia, even though we had local sales subsidiaries with 30 to 40 year history, sometimes we became too dependent on them. It might make sense from time to time to explore new channels, including dealers, and even switch our network if necessary. We have set a specific target to increase the number of accounts by 10%. Product quality in addition to support capability. Count the most for B2B customers in particular. There are about 20 core support staffs in professional audio equipment currently providing support globally. We're willing to increase the headcount by 5 times by adding 80 people in order to support our partners in their design activities, etc. Through these initiatives, we intend to expand customer base and raise Yamaha's branding and boost our sales. Number 3 is the cost reduction. We assume the net amount of reduction to be 8 billion yen over 3 years. Under the previous midterm plan, it was 15 billion yen, with an increase of 8 billion yen, which means 7 billion yen net reduction. Similarly, under the new midterm plan, the total reduction amounts to 14 billion yen with a net reduction of 8 billion yen. The net amount of cost reduction is the one we focus on in our presentation. The last cost reduction was primarily focusing on the domestic business structural reform, but this time we will step in further to include restructuring overseas production sites as well. Number 4 is our global business. As you can see, overseas sales are projected to account for 2/3 of our total sales already as of the last fiscal year. We already have footprints in 51 locations across 32 countries. In that sense, I believe it is fair to say that we are a global company. However, when it comes to the actual operations, the overseas management was led by our Japanese resources for the most part. We need to further promote globalization, and we have no choice but to rely on local resources in order to raise our brand recognition. Based on that assumption, we need to have a breakthrough in our HR system and to secure active promotion of local resources.
Also, for administrative members, in terms of IT, we are lucky to have large regional headquarters in Japan, US, and Europe. Utilizing such resources, we will build a 24-hour surveillance and service system. Also, for logistics, there is more room for optimization. Thus, we will review administrative divisions from a global perspective. We have also included preparation for introduction of IFRS here. The introduction has not been decided yet and requires much preparation and verification. Thus, we have put it down in these words. After sufficient internal verification and preparation, if we are fully ready, we would like to implement IFRS from FY 2020 March. These are the outlines of the key strategies. Next, I would like to go into more detail for each of the businesses. First, musical instruments. As mentioned earlier, Yamaha is a relatively large musical instrument manufacturer in terms of product development and sales network. The crux of the message is that we will fully leverage this and further increase the profitability of the musical instrument business. First, for net sales, although high market growth cannot be expected, for digital music instruments, there is a strong increase in the global demand, continuing trend from previous year. Especially digital keyboards, such as digital pianos and portable keyboards, are growing due to the Asian countries' increasing focus on education and diversification of hobbies in developed countries. Thus, we will aim for robust growth in this area. Also, the digital musical instruments are highly profitable business for Yamaha, thus the increase in sales will also affect the operating income. Moreover, growth of 4 billion yen from wind and other instruments and 4 billion from guitars and accessories. For operating income, as I mentioned, the improvement in product mix from the increase of digital musical instruments will contribute, as well as the strategic pricing. With a stronger brand, pricing should become more adaptive. Taking foreign exchange, for example, we plan to ready ourselves by cost-cut measures, but on the other hand, if we have firm brand power, we should be able to pass on the currency impact to selling prices in Europe. In that sense, we will constantly review what the right pricing is. This first point is improvement of profitability. Again, this is through growth in the highly profitable digital musical instruments, product mix, and cost reduction. This slide is on how to secure our competitiveness in musical instruments. We develop and sell both acoustic and digital musical instruments. And by honing both of these businesses, each of them can further expand. Moreover, we can create a hybrid product by combining these two businesses. Last year, for example, we launched the Transacoustic Piano, which is an acoustic piano, but the volume can be turned down to zero. This is the world made possible by combining acoustic with digital technology, and such proposal of new and different value has been received very favorably. We started from the upright piano and currently expanding the series step by step to grand piano. We will continue to look for other hybrid opportunities in products other than the piano. As for marketing, I mentioned earlier that there will be more focus on marketing. For musical instruments, this is a consumer segment. There are various regional characteristics and different needs and diversity among the mature markets, China, and other emerging markets, which we would like to fully understand and address in our marketing. There are many points here, so let me highlight the important ones. For mature markets, in order to raise the brand power once again, we will be working to strengthen our relationship with artists. In case of China's piano market, the GDP per capita is growing, and as a result, the price range is shifting upwards for pianos. Conventionally, there were extremely low-end pianos at around 10,000 yuan, which was not our strong area, but with a shift in price point, we should be able to gain more market share in China, increasing from the current level of 23% to 24% by firmly establishing our brand there. As for guitars, our guitar business is doing well in advanced countries for the lower-priced guitars, but not so much in the high-end guitars. On the other hand, we have a good share in China emerging markets from Yamaha's brand power. This is a market that is still developing, and we would like to build a strong brand there, not to get a late start. Also, in the emerging markets, we would like to utilize our asset of Yamaha Music School that was created in Japan, not directly transplanting it, but developing programs that matches the local needs and increase our customer base. Next, audio equipment business. As I mentioned earlier, in this B2B market, we will be enhancing our customer support. And in combination with Yamaha's unique product development, expand our business domain. Here, we show both net sales and operating income, but our focus is on growing the top line rather than the operating income. Especially, the main focus will be on professional audio equipment. There is increased profitability due to expansion of scale, but we will concentrate more on growing the top line. I talked of expanding the business domain, and here you will find a simple breakdown of the market. There are various venues within the PA equipment market, and the first one that comes to mind is the PA equipment for live performance and concerts. The sound from the stage microphone is gathered, then processed in the mixer, and via the power amplifier, the sound comes out of the speaker, this system. Our biggest strength has been in these venues. On the other hand, buildings, such as this hall, has audio equipment, and this had been designated as our growth area in the previous midterm management plan. And as a result, we have seen some expansion in these venues. And going forward, there will be further demands in the corporate conference rooms. In the past, conference rooms were just lined up with desks, but the future corporate conference rooms will definitely be equipped with facilities for teleconferences and etc. This market is rapidly expanding, and we are developing products for this domain. Moreover, custom installation for living spaces. It is hard to imagine in Japan, but this is already a market in the US. Our strategy is to launch products geared for these domains to expand our sales. As for the products, what are our strengths? One is derived from the fact that Yamaha has constantly pursued high sound quality in live concerts, the professional level sound quality, which we will hone even further. Another strength is the network technology. In this digital age, there is rapid fusion with network technology. In the conventional analog days, you needed the same number of multi-cables that connected the stage to the mixer as a number of channels. Now with digital technology, just one Ethernet cable is necessary. This Ethernet technology is actually the same as internet technology. In the past, we had one group working on sound network technology and another group working on professional audio equipment. But in the previous midterm management plan, we merged these organizations, certain that there will be synergy. In fact, products combining these technologies will be launched during the new midterm management plan. Yamaha can provide equipment of high reliability and high quality while improving usability at the same time. And then total solution. We consider everything from the microphone to the speaker as one system. It is not that Yamaha will do everything on our own. Of course, Yamaha has everything from audio input to output, but we will also collaborate with other companies, including business alliances, in order to provide the complete total system to the customer. Third point is on the theme of marketing. I mentioned before that we will be strengthening our customer support by 5 times. audio in buildings, for example, this building, is different from a consumer going to a store and buying some equipment. Installation is carried out by audio contractors. For example, audio contractors have set up the speakers in this building. Such audio contractors are partners, and Yamaha will actively support them in planning and design, installation and operation and maintenance. By focusing on support, we will increase the number of partners that do business with Yamaha. Also, as aforementioned, IT contractors and PA contractors used to be separate, but in the future, there will be more and more tie-ups. By providing proactive support, we hope to have both partners on the Yamaha team. Let me also touch upon AV products for consumers, not the professional audio equipment. Actually, we struggled in AV products during the previous midterm management plan. This is because we were not able to fully react to the rapid shift in the market. After calmly analyzing the market, we found that the AV market was not at all shrinking, but on a global level, it was actually expanding. However, the growth was not for conventional AV products, but new types of products. Here, not only Yamaha, but many manufacturers were unable to break away from the traditional products, and the newly emerging players appeared. The so-called network audio, multi-room audio, or connected audio, there are various names. But rather than playing one CD like before, the product needs to play music from the internet in an easy and fun manner. So there was some delay on our side, but the much-awaited new product has been launched last year, catering to such demands. Our product is different from the preceding ones in that it is not a mere audio product like soundbar or cylinder-shaped speaker. But we proposed an environment where all of our AD products will be connected. This new product has been highly appreciated in the specialty stores, but not yet conclusively in the mass retailers. This is a reflection of the very strong brand power of the preceding players. And from our side, as mentioned toward the beginning of the presentation, we recognize that simply making great products is not enough. And so we will invest in marketing and build our brand in mass retail stores in order to once again propel AV products to grow. This is the outline for AV products. The last business is industrial machinery and components. We would like to develop this into a budding business in this midterm management plan and grow it as our third pillar. The arrow looks like this, but perhaps you can see this as business that will take form in the last year of the plan. Here, we will be a solution provider. In the past, we sold parts, semiconductor business, but we would like to transform from semiconductor manufacturer to solution vendor, providing not just semiconductors, but combining it with microphones or speakers, and adding our signal processing technology, and provide the parts as one package. Then, who will be our customers? First, there will be a rapid expansion of connected cars. There was a big change in the AV products, but there will be demands to improve the sound environment in cars with the rise of connected cars. For example, in cars, it is not just audio, but hands-free communication on the mobile is now the norm. However, cars have a lot of noise and is a terrible environment in terms of sound. We are considering whether we can provide a package solution to car manufacturers to resolve this issue. We would very much like to provide not just the audio source, the AD, DA chips, or LSI to convert sound, but the package as a whole. Moreover, we have thermoelectric cooler, which is a device that converts heat and electricity. We have been very strong in several domains with this technology, but the size of the business was not so big. However, with the environmental concerns, emissions, and mileage challenges in the recent years, we have come to realize that converting the discharged heat of cars into electricity would enable significant improvement in mileage and so on. And thus, we are actively developing this technology and having discussions with various OEMs. Through these endeavors, we will be growing the industrial machinery and components business as our third pillar, and would like to see it begin to sprout during this midterm management plan. There are various other products. For example, we have various state-of-the-art sensor technology, which started from sensors that are attached to musical instruments. Recently, we displayed gloves at the Wearable Expo. These are gloves using carbon nanotube fiber, allowing very detailed sensing and analysis of changes in the muscle. These technologies could be put to use in various ways in the home healthcare market, and we have recently started trials on this. The industrial machinery and components is geared mainly for automobiles and also for home healthcare. This is the gist of the third pillar. These are the outlines of our businesses. Lastly, ESG. As you are aware, recently, many people view companies through the ESG perspective. As for E, environment, we conduct various activities for the environment. And S, social. Yamaha's business itself, we believe, is contributing to the betterment of society, but we also have various social initiatives. As for corporate governance, we would like to establish a robust structure with ample discussions with the market. This is our statement. Please peruse these slides at your leisure. Lastly, a few words on investment and return to shareholders. We plan to generate 150 billion yen of operating cash flow during the midterm management plan. The cash will be allocated first to capital expenditure, 40 billion yen to support the existing business product development, which is about the same level as the previous midterm management plan. Next, strategic investment of 50 billion yen. This includes capex of 20 billion yen, mainly for construction of new R&D facilities and reorganization of production bases. The remaining 30 billion yen is made available for M&A and capital tie-ups, which we also included in the previous midterm management plan. Thus, a total of 50 billion yen is allocated to strategic investment. With these investments firmly in place, we will also steadily return to shareholders. For dividend, our target is consolidated payout ratio of 30% and over. Continuous and stable dividends will continue to be the basis, keeping a proper balance with retained earnings needed for making investment for future growth. While these words have little changed from the previous midterm management plan, we have added that the shareholder policy will be implemented flexibly to enhance capital efficiency. Please take this as our statement of intent to allocate operating cash flow to investment and to shareholder returns. This concludes my presentation. Thank you very much.